bringing Gosport closer to you. Paul Dodd on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd. So, community hour tonight. Forget the 70s, but we'll be back again next week. But this week, I brought in two guests that are going to talk to me all about Comic-Con. And if you haven't got any idea what Comic-Con is and you live in Gosport, then you must have been driving around with your eyes shut. We'll tell you all about it in a little minute. So, Comic-Con was brought in about three and a half years ago. It was set up by a guy called Mark Bennett, who runs Vanguard Comics in Stoke Road. And if you haven't seen it, it's just opposite Waitrose. Used to be Tony's Fish and Chip Shop, I believe. Tony's Fish Bar many years ago. And when Tony shut down, Mark took it up and brought his Vanguard Comics in. It's a place to go. I'm not joking. If you want to go to yesteryear and look at what Superman was doing in 1957, there's the shop to go and buy it. It's quite phenomenal. So I'm going to be talking to him and his friend Wayne Jackson in a little while. And we may just have, with a little bit of luck, Daniel Peacock on the phone. And if you don't know who Daniel Peacock is, you might want to Google him. Daniel Peacock is an actor. He's a writer. He's all things. He played Metal Mickey. He's written various scripts, including, he's also been in Only Fools and Horses. That's about it for a minute. So there's the community theme finished. And if anybody wants to know what that is, it's St. Elmo's. It's the theme tune from St. Elmo's Fire. Brought in as our community theme tune some years ago now, and we've kept with it. Anyway, I'm joined tonight by, as I said, Mark and Wayne. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Paul.
So, Comic-Con. What do we want to do first? We want to do Comic-Con. Now, let's do Vanguard Comics first. Sell your shop.
Well, Vanguard Comics, I've been there in Stoke Road for 3.5 years, about the same time as Comic-Con's been running. We came there from Leon Solent. Originally, I was shop sharing with my fiancée, Sophie. Then I needed more space and she wanted to work from home. So that's what happened. And we've just flourished ever since. Got a really good following and it led me on to have Comic-Con. And now I'm creating comics with Daniel Peacock and Wayne Jackson, which is brilliant.
So, tell me all about Vanguard Comics. Tell the audience, what do you sell? What do you do? Why should they knock on your shop door?
Well, if you love comics, come and see me. We've got lots of stuff, loads of Marvel, loads of DC, loads of independent comics. We're also the largest stockist in the area of Warhammer, Warlords and Army Painter.
Quite a marvellous shop then.
Well, bit too modest to say so, but yeah, obviously.
I couldn't resist that one. I'll tell you what I liked about it. It was the non-pretentious way that you sold the Airfix kits. They're just down the bottom. They're out of the way almost as an afterthought. And for me, and certainly for a lot of the listeners that we serve, the patients, those who I've got needs, it took me back, and I've got to be honest, it took me back to the 70s.
Yeah.
Because in the 70s, I had a pretty bad motorbike crash, smashed my leg up, I was in hospital. Well, the reason I do the show is because I've been on the slab in Hasler 13 times altogether. So I just wanted to give a little bit of it back. But in those days, you know, if you had your tooth out, you were in hospital for 2 weeks. And yes, you were in hospital for 2 weeks or more. What did you do? Because they strapped you to that bed and you weren't getting out. You know, if you were getting out, you were making the tea, you was walking around the ward, you was doing all the cleaning. Hasler was not a place to be a patient, I'll tell you. You know, a military hospital, you worked your socks off by the time you'd finished. So the point is, what you did was the occupational therapist, yeah, they called themselves loosely, would come around with his trolley, and all that was on this trolley was Airfix models. And you picked a galleon, you picked something, and you carried it on. Now, on the phone, I understand, I'm going to have somebody by the name of Daniel Peacock. And Daniel's joining us on air now. Are you there, Daniel?
You bet.
Oh, you're a little
can
bit...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, you can now, yes. You're a little bit broken up, but we're there. So, Daniel, we'll bring you on first before we get into the Comic-Con bit. How did you get involved with Mark and Wayne then?
Mark and Wayne? Well, Mark and I have known each other for a while, and we talked about comics and things like that. And I said, well, you know what, Mark? Basically, he would, because I'd written a thing for Fools and Horses regarding my character in that, Mental Mickey. And Mark said, we could make it a comic. And I said, well, you know what? Let's do maybe something else, which is, so I sent him an idea of mine, which was the moons on Mars, and he went, I can't swear on radio, can I swear?
No, you can't. No, you can't. You're right.
Absolutely not. No, quite right too. And he said to me, listen, this is really, really something special. Let's develop this. At which point I wrote up the first issue, which is launched on the 28th. It's the most. It's obviously I'm biased, but it is spectacular. It's an important piece of work. It's an important comic for so many reasons, which Mark and Jacko, I'm sure, will discuss with you, and I will as well. And then Jacko coming board because of there's a long backstory behind it artistically. Jacko came on board, absolutely top man with his expertise, and boom, there we were. Suddenly we produce something which is, as I say, something really special and, dare I say, important. And I'm going to say this, honestly, the world of comics has never been my thing. My writing has always been sitcom or teenage drama. And I genuinely believe that, and I swear this from the bottom of my heart, that this is as important because of the subject, because of the echoes of where we are now. In our situation politically on the global planet Earth, this is as important as the first issue ever of Superman. That's what I say, and I mean that.
Do you know, I can relate to that. One of the reasons I do a 70s show, because I do, you don't know me, we've never met before. I sound like a magician now.
Tell me your name.
I'm Paul.
You sound such a lovely guy. Tell me your name.
Daniel, sorry. Yeah, the audience is aghast now because they haven't got a clue what's going on. Audience, for your information, we phoned Daniel because our own studio phone's not working. My name is Paul Dodd, by the way, Daniel, and I'm the presenter of tonight's show.
Great to meet you, Paul.
And Gosmore Hospital Radio. So, audience, me and him have never met. We've never talked before. I answered the phone halfway through the conversation with Mark, and we'll talk a little bit off air. We'll play the first record in a minute. However, I play the 70s because the one thing about the 70s is their music was unique. You don't get comical songs anymore. You don't get the Benny Hills. You don't get Grandad. You don't get Grandma. You don't get that sort. You don't get the Baron Knights. You know, it's all so serious. And with that, I'm going to leave. Just hang on there a minute, Daniel. I'll get back to you on the phone, but I'm just going to play the first song tonight. So the first song was chosen by Mark. This was yours. Was it not?
Yes, get it on, T-Rex.
1970...
I'm going to say three.
I'll say 72.
I'll say two.
I'll say two. So get it on, T-Rex. It was 1972. Mark Bolan and Mickey Flynn. Yeah. Right, so in the studio I've got Mark Bennett and I've got Wayne Jackson, and on the phone I've got Daniel
Peacock.
I'm getting so confused here. I've got people everywhere. So, Daniel, are you still there?
Yeah,
he still is. Good. And you're still coming through. So, how did this call? I better explain to the audience, because we hadn't got there when the phone suddenly rang. So, the three of you have decided to come up with a brand new comic. Now, when was the last time a comic hit the streets new?
You do get them every week and every month.
Yeah, but when did they last bring in a new comic?
To be honest, you do get new comics a lot. A lot of them just go under the radar until they come up. But from my point of view...
Can I jump in?
Sorry, of course you can.
Yeah, I mean, basically, there's a lot of comics come out. This is, of course, I'm going to be... As I said to you earlier, Paul, I'm biased, but... This is such an important project. The Moons on Mars is an extraordinary adventure, not just for the comic reader, but, oh God, I'm going to say it. But it puts Earth in its perspective. I do a lot of activities up at in Hastings at a residential care home, and I talked to a resident, and of which we have. Lords, you know, we literally have lords there who are no longer, you know, need to be taken care of to a degree.
Yeah.
And one of them was a scientist, an actual, you know, top of the range scientist.
Okay.
And we have discussions quite a lot. And he was, and the Elon Musk thing came up regarding Elon Musk's wanting to travel to Mars. And people were saying, come on, it's never going to happen.
I'd let him go.
And this scientist. Say again.
I'd let him go. He could take his mate with him as well.
But the point being is this scientist, who was he's a gentleman now of about 91, his passion was always the implant, because he knew, and it suddenly he suddenly came out with this monologue that of his life, if you will, about how he'd been taught, how he knew that the younger people could take an implant, and only recently, if you will, that things have got so much smaller, micro-sized, that you can implant a person to be able to breathe on Mars. Now, once that happens, which he has explained to me is the truth, once that happens, we can go there, right? So this is not science fiction, this is science fact.
Has nobody told Elon Musk that they haven't actually got any atmosphere on Mars for anything to work on to start with?
Well, this is up for debate. You know, this is my guy was Victor was telling me this is a lot of this is up for debate, but it will happen without a shadow of a doubt. Given what we're doing to our own planet now,
yeah, that's for sure.
And if the human race is to survive, this will happen. So once again, I tell you, this is not science fiction. So Mars is science fact. And all we're doing is echoing in a, listen, it, but it's not a political agenda by any stretch of the imagination. This is a, you know, wham bam roller coaster ride. It's not science fiction, it's science fact.
This is very true. I was going to make a very political statement then, but as chair of the radio station, I can't.
Well, make it.
But the orange man on the other side of the pond could do it going there himself, and we'd stand a better chance of keeping the human race going a little bit longer, I think.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
we'll go away from that, all right.
I'll tell you what. It's really interesting you say that. I think Mark and Jacko will agree with me. Our bad guy up there is Trumpian, right? Dare I say. And it's our younger characters and 20-year-old characters that actually confront him. But you're going to have to look at the... I'm sure Mark will give you a first copy, which, as I say, gets launched on the 28th of March, and you'll actually understand more what I'm talking about.
Right. So, tell me about this... Let's go to Mark for a moment. Mark, tell me about this comic.
Well, the comic, what I'll say, first of all, is Daniel and I worked with several artists to try and get this off the ground, and we just couldn't get it developed. Fortunately, I met Jacko...
Yeah.
Long story short, our wives, the girlfriends, have known each other for years. They got together one weekend, well, one Tuesday night. Then I met Jacko, and I was just talking to him, and wham! Next thing I know, he is developing this with us because he's got the technology to absolutely make this happen. Would you like to jump in there, Jacko?
Don't want to upset any comic people, but I've never been a real comic fan, Paul, to be honest.
Have you not?
I'm always sporty, you know, never really got into comics. But my passion at the moment, my sort of real job, is creating AI products that are in use across many different organisations. And he came to me and said, look, can you help with AI? Is this something you could do? So we sort of researched it. We had a look at the ethical side to it and all those sorts of things. And, you know, we've not hidden the fact it's AI. We've been upfront about it. But it just means that what we can do is involve the audience and the readers more. So, for example, you know, if they want to, they can be in the comic. I can quite easily do that. And there's lots of different things that will sort of create not just a comic, but we're trying to create a community. And a following, if you like, so people, you know, they can. I want to be in the comic. I want to do this.
So, how do people get into the comic? How do they get to tell you they want to be in the comic? I want to be in the comic. Come on, how am I going to get in?
Sign up for the comic. Buy the first copy. Tell us. You give us permission to use your photo. Send us a photo, and we'll put you in the comic.
This on that note,
I've got two producers sat next door to me here. I don't normally, Daniel, you'll have to excuse me. I don't normally get a production team. I normally just get shoved in here on my own. But tonight I've got two producers. I've got both of them in here. And fellas, yeah. should we be on the comic? Hey? Oh, I've got one thumbs up. No, CJ's not playing. Oh, no, CJ's in a minute. Yeah.
There's an example there.
Go on.
Okay, so CJ, right, he wants to be in the comic.
Yeah.
So he goes to Mars. How old is CJ?
Oh, 60... 25, get out of it. 25. He might have been 25. He's telling me he's 25 through the glass window, Daniel. I should imagine that was about 40 years ago, to be fair. Yeah.
CJ, I love you, mate. And listen, let's just say you're 25. You go to Mars. Remember, it's a new community. What do you want to be? Because on Mars... You can be what the adverts say. You can be whatever you want. What do you want to be?
No, don't give him that.
Reinvent yourself.
Don't give him that power. Good grief! You have no idea what it's like holding him. Oh, he's coming in now. Now you've done it. Now we've got.
Go on, CJ.
A general priest.
A priest.
General priest. Military priest.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. On Mars, the moons of Mars, as it says. There's no God and there's no guns.
Well, I ain't going then.
No reason for me to go.
Sorry, you haven't found out yet, have you, Daniel? I'm actually a military trainer. That's what I do for a living. All those poor little kids that went out yesterday on the Dragon, I sent most of them. Yeah.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. That's what I do for a living.
Sorry, Paul, am I talking to you?
Yeah, so no guns, eh? Right, okay, that's it.
Oh, hang on, mate. Right. Okay, you should talk to Jacko.
we've known each other before, Dan. Paul and I have met before.
You know what I said, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fair enough.
So you can see that image there, Paul. I know your viewers can't see it, but yeah. That's my father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So we've got him in there. You're looking like you know him.
Is that Jeff?
Jeff Windsor, yeah.
Yeah, I know Jeff Windsor.
Oh, yeah, of course, you'll know Jeff from the Thorngate, yes.
Yeah, I know Jeff Windsor.
That's him, he's in the comic.
How is Jeff?
He's in a care home at the moment. He's doing well, but, yeah, he's good.
I haven't seen him for a while. We, wife and I were wondering how he was, because we hadn't seen him for a while. We digress. Digressing a lot tonight. Right, so, where do we go next? So, the comic... So you've written this comic. It's all about life on Mars, ish. Mars and moons. Released
well,
on
the moons on Mars. Yeah,
the moons on Mars because the family who go there are called the moons.
Now it's getting a bit clearer.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all about his family called moons that have moved to Mars.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been released when? March the
28th,
which is the day of Comic-Con. We'll get on to Comic-Con in a minute. How do people get hold of the comic?
Well, they can pre-order it now online for $5.99 a copy plus postage, or they'll be able to buy it on the day. But even if they pre-order it, they won't get it until the 28th or after.
Okay. Comic-Con. We'll get on to that in a minute. Remind me, Comic-Con. I must have read my notebook.
There's another thing I'd like to say about the comic, is talking to community. Our bad guy, this is a local actor, Paula Cara Mitchell, who's agreed to be in the comic and lend his voice, because the other thing about the comic is that it's going to be animated as well. So people will be able to watch it online. But we do have another special surprise, which we did actually announce yesterday, is we've been lucky enough to have the lovely Sophie, I know you said Play-Doh, because that's my other half, the lovely Sophie Aldred from Doctor Who, Ace from Doctor Who, has given permission for her face to be used for Mum, but also she has given her permission for her voice to be used in the animation.
Wow.
So that's a massive scoop that we have got a Doctor Who icon who is lovely in real life as well, and allowed us to do that. So that's a real coup for Gosport as well.
And there is an awful chance that you could actually get the real Doctor Who if you play cards right, isn't it?
We've got Paul McGann coming to Comic-Con. Maybe we can collar him.
That's what I was intimating, yeah. Right. Skyball. Tell me about Skyball League.
Well, Skyball League has developed. On Mars, there is a sport which is developed as entertainment.
Okay.
Almost the blood sport, if you like. Now, one of our key characters, Lulu Moon, becomes the Skyball champion.
Okay.
It's very violent, very aggressive, and just a great fun.
From what I've seen, it sounds an awful lot and looks an awful lot like that film that came out a few years ago. Was it Rocketball?
Rollerball.
Rollerball.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Because
hang on, Paul.
Yes, Daniel.
You're talking about the remake of Rollerball, yeah?
Yeah.
Not the original James Caan.
Well, to be fair, either. I mean, James Caan was violent enough, but the remake was, well violent.
No, the remake was one of the most awful films. So please never compare. Because Rollerball, James Caan film, was a really classic, wonderful film.
In that case, I'll just stick to the James Caan one since he passed recently.
The second Rollerball was a nonsense. I don't understand what they did with it.
It's because they ran out of money and they just wanted some extra money, so they just remake these films and they just recast them with modern people. That's all they do. It's like songs, Daniel. And I do this all the time with the songs. They remake a song just so because they're a bit. We'll just reissue this one because we've run out of money and we'll just play it again, shall we? And it's, yeah. And sometimes you just have to go, you just wanted money, so I'm really glad you didn't do any good this time, right? Yeah. So anyway, Skyball.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's quite a violent sport.
Yeah.
Part of the brief that Daniel gave me when we were looking at developing it was he wanted something as violent as Rollerball. That was his first. So there's many elements in there.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, there's many elements in there. It's a bit of American football, bit of rugby, bit of Rollerball, and a bit of handball.
And very the thing violent. Being, can I jump in here?
Yeah, of course.
Because basically, Earth took moving to Mars obviously incredibly seriously. It's the future of the human race. And basically, they knew, as we all know, that sport binds a community together. So you need a national sport. And they came up with Skyball.
Now, tell me about
And the brutality of Skyball, the blood in, like, if you will, back in the Roman times, the gladiators, the brutality and the bloodletting in the stadium will keep the blooding off the streets. That's the philosophy of Skyball. However, it does get out of hand. It becomes more violent as more people start to immigrate to Mars. And it's immigration's been a thing that's been going on for years and years. It just so happens that we're emigrating, rather, beg your pardon, to Mars.
Yeah, it's not working so well here at the moment either, to be fair. But again, that's another political statement that I'm not going to get into before I get taken off air. Teams. There's something about the teams, isn't there?
Right, well, we've got, obviously, the Mars Marauders, which is Lulu's team. But we've also got the Gosport Gladiators, which is based on the fact that a large contingent of people emigrated from this area when the sea levels rose. But
I've nothing to do with the 600 Armenians that landed in Asla detention centre then.
And we've also got a team called the Bowie Buccaneers, in homage to David Bowie and Life on Mars.
Oh, funny old thing. I've got that plane in a minute.
I did notice you lined it up. I did notice. So, yeah, we've got quite a range of teams. And the other idea that Jacko came up with is we can actually expand the league and people can name a team if they get involved with a comic.
We need to start doing this in Gosport. Can we borrow the ice rink, do you reckon? The ice rink would do it, wouldn't it? We'll just put a ring around the ice rink and play in Gosport. We could have our first roller derby.
In homage to Daniel's love of the Tottenham Hotspur, we've got the Hotspur Heroes.
Don't mention the Hotspur.
Why Hotspurs?
What's the man?
Oh, you're the Tottenham Hotspur fan, are you, Daniel?
My father, Trevor, from Vicar of Dibley. Remember? No. Yeah?
Yeah.
Vicar of Dibley. Jim Trott. He was my dad, Trevor Peacock.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love my dad so much, and he was born in Tottenham, so my family, all my children and my grandson were all Spurs fans. Unfortunately, this is not our year, so there we go.
No, you're not doing too great this year, are you? Never mind.
No, we're not.
So, we'll again, getting political, I'll go
on Mars,
I'll
move on. Can I just say this, Paul? On Mars, I've got a feeling Tottenham Heroes are in top of the league.
I don't think so. I think Gosport Gladiators are going to take
fight, fight.
Because don't forget, the Gosport Gladiators are based on the Royal Navy, and they're always the senior service. They're always the premier team. So we will take you.
Oh, God, that's good. Okay.
And being an ex-submariner, the problem I've got now is that you won't see it coming. It's just going to sneak up and get you. Yeah. You were warned. Daniel, I think we're about done. Unless there's anything else you want to say about the comic, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Paul.
Are you going to Comic Con?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Then I'll meet you there, sir. I'll make a point of finding you out and saying hello.
Well, you can come and buy a comic.
I'm going to buy a comic. Don't you worry. I want signed.
Yeah,
you can get signed one.
Yeah, signed one. And I'll leave it to my grandchildren. In 20 years' time, when they're selling their Marvel comics, they go, no, Marvel comics, £20.
Red Dust Comics.
Yeah. So before I say goodbye to Daniel, you said about pre-ordering it online. How?
Through the website.
That's down to Mark.
Sorry?
That's down to Mark. How do you do that?
www.themoonsonmars.com.
themoonsonmars.com.
Yeah.
I'll have a look at that in a minute, but I can't look at it just now because I've got somebody on my phone for another thing. Daniel, an absolute pleasure, sir. Good luck with all you do in the future. Thank you for what you've done in the past, because, you know, you've been pretty special to a lot of people.
Thank you, mate. All my love.
Can I just say something before you get rid?
Yeah.
Dan actually does a really important job at the moment. Dan is the activities coordinator at Hastings Court Nursing Home in Hastings. He does a fantastic job. He's too modest to say this, but he was nominated for a national award a little time ago, and he does a fantastic job of what he does.
So you're just doing activity what we're doing on the radio. You're a man after my own heart, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You take care of yourself. I'll see you on the 28th.
Take care, Paul.
Good luck.
Love you, Dan.
Take care, Dan.
And with that, I've got no choice, have I? I've got to play this one. It is David Bowie, Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view,
and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the law, man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? On America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the lawman, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
David Bowie, Life on Mars, all about the comic that we've just been listening to. So, the comic, it's also, once it gets released as a film, I'm told, they've also got something called the Solar Sirens, which are three girls that work with Daniel at the care home that he's at, who actually do the singing. Are they going to be at Comic-Con?
They won't, but the villain will be. Paula Cara Mitchell, who plays the main villain, he will be at Comic-Con.
That's a shame. Glad I brought the PA set down for the Solar Sirens. So, let's push the comic to one side. That's a fascinating project to get into.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I will sign up for that. Comic-Con. How did Comic-Con start then?
It started, I just had an idea.
Let's go back a step.
Right, okay.
How did Vanguard Comics come along?
By accident. Following Brexit, I had to look for other avenues because I'd run a parcel delivery service,
okay,
which was reliant on international shipping. This was when I was in Lee and shop sharing with my fiancée, soon to be wife. We were shop sharing, so...
Is she now your wife?
No, will be.
Oh, will be.
August, right. August the 15th.
All right, at least it's still
so
there.
So I'm told. So
at least it's still there, that's okay.
Yeah. So... Anyway, we were shop sharing, and when Brexit came in, I thought, well, I can't carry on doing this because it's not going to survive. I needed something to complement that. So because she ran a vintage and retro business, I started taking in secondhand comics to try and sell it. And I built up the business from there, from a couple of trays of comics to what you've seen I've got now, which is probably the biggest comic book shop this side of Brighton.
It's a bit big, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got to say, it is a bit big. I mean, I walked in there expecting to find a couple of comics and a few... And I remember your launch when you opened the shop, thinking, oh, that's quite interesting. I'm going to snip in there. And when I did walk in, I had to go, wow, this is phenomenal. I mean, I've never been a big comic man because you had to buy them every week to maintain the stories and things, you know. And as a nipper, I didn't get pocket money, so I couldn't afford it. But what I did, what was my favourites, was the little Commando magazines, that lay five Commandos.
Got plenty of those there.
I lived in Birmingham, so every train journey I did every weekend, there was four at the station to get me there and get me back home again. So I had to buy four on the way up and four on the way back. And that's what all my money went on, was just four to satisfy me the train journey all the way there, because we didn't have phones and everything else. We didn't have, in them days, what they've got today. So you literally brought something to occupy your time on the train. And for me, it was Commando magazines. So that's Vanguard Comics then. So how did Comic-Con come along? Back to the question I had originally.
It just seemed to be a natural progression. I'd worked with the LBA in Lee. I'd organised quite a few events there. And I wanted to do something for myself. So I put on a mini one in the community centre in Leon Solum, which was really successful. Then held the next one here 6 months later in Thorngate Hall. And... there we had Sophie Aldred, who, as I said, is in the comic. Colin Baker from Doctor Who. Nicola Bryant from Doctor Who. Four Bill cast members. Daniel was here, along with several other people. So, it's great. I mean, as a result of that, I became an executive producer on the Bill podcast as well.
Wow.
So, because I am quite a big Bill fan.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play your music, Wayne, because we've done the others. Yours. So I'd like to say why this one, but I know why this one, but tell the audience why this one.
So apparently, I'm from Manchester originally, grew up in Manchester. My mum's uncle had a club called the Prince's Club, where all the top bands of the 60s and 70s played.
Right.
And my mum used to go with him, stay backstage with the artists. And I always thought it was named after John Wayne the Cowboy, but apparently my mum kissed this guy, and that's why my name's Wayne. So,
is that all she did was kiss him? And that's why you're called Wayne?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Really?
Apparently so.
We'll leave that one there, shall we? Otherwise that's going to get political too. So it is Wayne Fontana, Groove Kind of Love. Thanks for this one. Wayne Fontana, Groovy Kind of Love, 1967. Yeah, and we'll leave that conversation there. So, Comic Con. Let's get on to it. It is on March 28th. It's being held at Bay House School Sports Hall. And if you don't know where that is, how can I direct you there easily? Yes. Come to the Cocked Hat pub. Turn left at that roundabout. Follow that road to the end. When you get to the end of that road, go straight across that island. Straight across that island. On the right-hand side is a big sports hall. It doesn't look anything. It just looks like a brick building. It is just a brick building. That's their sports hall. I know it well because I park outside there every year when I do the Gosport Half Marathon. So I sit outside it for 4 hours doing that. And yeah, it's quite a boring building, to be fair. But it's the only place you can go to the toilet at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, to be fair. Right, so... Marina Sirtis.
Marina Sirtis.
You know, I am coming just for her, don't you?
A lot of people are. Yeah. I have been lucky enough to meet her. There is an autograph.
So will I be on March the 28th when I go, hello, I'm your DJ.
And really nice lady. Mad as a box of frogs.
Good.
Bit of a potty mouth, but very, very nice. And a good laugh.
How did you get her?
You call people's agents, you try and wangle a deal. When you've wangled the deal, they come along. She, I'll be honest, she was a target for last year because I wanted a big name to come to Gosport.
Yeah.
And
well, Patrick Stewart wouldn't come in.
I don't think Patrick does them anymore.
I don't think you could afford him to come, could you? I'd like to think what his rhetoric is and his rider.
Yeah. We got a couple of other good names. Brian Wheeler is coming back again. This is third year. He was in Star Wars Return of the Jedi and several Harry Potter films and Top Gear.
Yeah.
He was in Top Gear. We got Tony McCarthy, who's an up-and-coming actor. Been in lots. Clem So, who's done the whole Bond, Doctor Who, all that. The lovely Tina Simmons, who, like Daniel, was in Only Fools and Horses, Return of the Jedi, about 5 or 6 Bond movies, and Daniel, as we discussed, and the great Paul McGann.
How you got Paul McGann is beyond me. Yeah, well done, you.
So now, and he will be my third Doctor to come.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, what can people expect at the Comic-Con?
Well, we've got the celebrity guests. They can come, they can meet, they can get their autographs.
What's there for them? Why should they come?
Well, we've got lots of displays, lots of... the Joker Squad are there with lots of Star Wars props, including stuff which was actually on screen in The Force Awakens. We've got several cars. We've got the DeLorean. We've got Ecto-1C. And... fingers crossed, we will have Kit there.
No.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I've just been talking.
I've changed my mind. I'll do this gig, fellas. I'll do this gig.
Yeah. We will have Kit there. We have loads and loads of cosplayers. We'll have Q&As, so people will be able to ask Marina questions on stage. We've got the Waffle On podcast guys coming down from Birmingham again this year to do the MCing and dealing with the guests on stage. We've got another community project which are there called Daddy Daughter Comics that are Gosport based, Gosport born. You might want to have them in on the show, father and daughter thing. They'll be doing comic reviews, doing interviews and meeting people, and it's just going to be great fun. Lots of people dressed up, lots of people having fun. You can have your pictures taken with the celebs, and it's all there for you. And just in case you weren't getting enough there, Wayne, myself and Daniel will be on stage giving a chat, and you can meet all three of us and talk about the comic, because that'll be getting a good push. And we're hopeful that we will have some visuals there for you to see of the animation.
So I was due to do this gig. Unfortunately, we realised that our equipment wasn't quite up to it at the moment, so we won't be doing the gig, but we will be doing next year. So
yeah,
we've already told the team we will be doing next year, without a doubt. I think our young Alan is coming.
He is indeed, yeah.
So he'll be there. What are you going to be dressed as this year, Al? Oh my goodness gracious.
He was Jurassic Park last year.
No, have you seen it?
I know what he's got on because I've seen him in it before. Him getting out of it's even more amusing to watch.
Come on in. Come on in. I've only got 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be there. No, actually, I was gonna do some music. So gospel, represent Gosport Hospital Radio.
So what are you going dressed as this year?
Well, probably not if I'm going to do the DJing down there, because I went with a speak on a microphone in this.
Did you not? Oh dear me, the challenge is on then. So I used to do most of the PAing for most of the gigs, and I always went as Mr. 70s Man. So I have the hanging medal. I've got the bright orange pink. The bright orange silk shirt. Mm. I've got the purple jumbo collared suit. I've got the afro hair, and I've got the beard. And it's people never recognise me. And I've also got 4-inch zebra heels.
Oh, definitely need to see that.
That's a fun at Walpole Park, let me tell you. Yeah. Walking around Walpole Park in those is not fun. The challenge is on, sir. Next year, you and I'll go as Mr. 70s. And
okay.
Yeah, that should be fun.
No, we'd love to have you next year as well.
We'll be there next year. Right, so the big question I've got for Comic-Con is, how much is it to get in? Because the one thing I couldn't find off the website was the ticket price.
Ticket prices are on there. You click the Eventbrite page link. That'll take you direct to the comic, the prices, and it's £12 entry from 10 o'clock onwards. The other prices are listed on there because each individual celeb has got different prices for their photographs and autographs. But yeah, £12 entry. You can get a family ticket for, I think it's £35, which is 2 adults, 2 children. And under 5s are free.
Excellent. I've just got to find another child and another adult to come with me then.
I've got to get a pass that says I'm under 5.
I can do that. Oh, hey, please go cheap.
Not even thought about that, but I'm disabled. Sure we can come to an arrangement. Disabled, if you've got a carer, they go in free.
So the disabled person pays full price and the carer goes in free?
Yeah.
Do you want to come as my carer? Right. What else do we want to know about Comic-Con? You've got about a minute.
Well, all I'll say is just come along, have a great day. It's great value for money, and you'll meet lots of great people, and it's a great atmosphere. We're very inclusive. I mean, ask a man who's been to last year's.
And the years before.
And the year before. What do you think, Alan?
I love it. Yeah. Especially being local. I love supporting local. He keeps coming out.
I had to tell him off for blasting out the celebs when they were trying to talk, when he stood in the doorway with his radio. But yeah.
Blasting out Jurassic Park music.
So what's the website?
It's www.gosportcomiccon.com.
Gosportcomiccon.com. Miss a click there.
Comic-Con.com.
And it's on Saturday, the 28th of March.
Yeah.
2020.
Let's fingers crossed for good weather.
Why is it not indoors?
Well, most of it's indoors, but obviously we've got the cars and everything outside. We've got food trucks and some stalls outside as well. Okay. So we want good weather because we want people to be happy in the sun.
Bless you. Yeah. Right. And with that, it is good night from me. Wayne, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for
Mark, me. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you next week. In the meantime, Starman, David Bowie.
He knows it's all worthwhile, he told me. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star.
Well, as I said, that's it from me, Paul Dodd. I'll see you all back here next week. And next week is going to be a 70s show with a difference. The last couple of weeks I've been doing my little tribute to the other presenters. Next week's a bit different because it'll be a rock show. It's all about Led Zeppelin. Yeah, not done that before. See you next Thursday. Night-night.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.